Senator Kerry traveled to Milwaukee on a high-speed passenger boat across Lake Michigan. He came on stage at a downtown park as fast-paced rock and roll blared from the speakers. Senator Kerry then made some of the standard nods to well-known Milwaukee establishments.
I've also been told that I sure better find some baby backs over there at Speed Queen Barbecue. And a double dip vanilla at Leon's, and if I don't get that tonight, I'm in trouble.
But Kerry also has plans to keep President Bush in hot water. Kerry unleashed a wide-ranging attack on the president's domestic record and touted his own plan for improving the economy.
And it begins by putting Americans back to work, by creating a manufacturing tax incentive that's going to help revitalize the manufacturing base of our country, by investing in technology, by having a president who actually believes in science and begins to rebuild America again.
Kerry also promised to do better than President Bush on the global front.
The one thing they do worst, we need to do better. John Edwards and I know how to make America safer. We know how to do that cooperation.
Throughout the evening, supporters of President Bush stood a couple hundred yards away. At least one had a bullhorn and kept chanting four more years. Kerry and his wife Teresa Hines Kerry could hear the chant. Mrs. Kerry interrupted her speech to respond.
They want four more years of hell.
Then Senator Kerry halted his speech to try and connect the protesters to the White House.
I want to thank George Bush for sending the goons here tonight to excite us to do a little more work. Thank you.
Bush backers are not expected to interrupt Kerry's town hall meeting this morning in Beloit, but Republican Vice President Dick Cheney, noted for his own colorful language of late, is due to speak tomorrow in La Crosse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.